This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The ground offensive continues in the Gaza Strip as Israel has vowed to get revenge on the attacks that occurred, where some 230 hostages have been held by militant groups. The families worry the two aims clash. Beginning Friday night, Israel ramped up ground operations and airstrikes in Gaza, saying it was targeting tunnel infrastructure used by Hamas. But families have reason to believe that their loved ones could be held in those very same tunnels. Thousands have attended a pro-Palestinian march in central London to demand a Gaza ceasefire. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
For a second weekend, tens of thousands of people poured onto London's streets, showing solidarity with Palestinians and calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. In light of Israel launching an expanded ground operation, protesters like Mohammed Ullah from London says political leaders must do more to protect civilians.
Yes, it was a crime by Hamas, but at the same time, what the Israelis are doing, this is genocide, and these children should not be killed and murdered, and they don't deserve to be treated like this.
Another Londoner, Dave Barnes, explains why he's protesting.
What Israel is doing is being normalized across the world, and we must not stand for it. We must stand for the oppressed, and we must all march on every occasion and every opportunity.
Mimi Montgomery, London.
Thousands have attended the demonstrations. Mexico security authorities have raised the death toll from the Category 5 Hurricane Otis that struck the country's southern Pacific coast early Wednesday to 39. This is VOA News. Matthew Perry, who starred as the sarcastic but sweet Chandler Bing in the hit series Friends, has died at the age of 54. The Emmy-nominated actor was found dead of an apparent drowning at his Los Angeles home Saturday, according to Los Angeles Times and celebrity website TMZ, which was first to report the news. The United Auto Workers reached a tentative labor deal with Chrysler-owned Stellantis on Saturday. That's according to two sources, moving closer to securing a record wage hike and a new life for Jeep factories shut down earlier this year. More from Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
The tentative deal will follow a template set just days ago by UAW and Ford, which included a 25% wage hike over the 4.5-year contract. The deal, once finalized, will be a big step towards ending the first simultaneous strike against the Detroit 3 automakers. Meanwhile, General Motors has also come back to the negotiating table, agreeing to the same range of hike with UAW, according to two people familiar with the situation. Throughout the strike, now entering its seventh week, UAW President Sean Fain repeatedly accused the Detroit 3 automakers of enriching executives and investors while neglecting workers.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. New York City is offering migrants one-way plane tickets anywhere they want to go in the world in an effort to ease the burden on the Big Apple. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
City Hall says it's setting up a new reticketing center in Manhattan as the latest bid to ease pressure on its shelters and its finances following the arrival of more than 130,000 asylum seekers since last year. Democratic Mayor Eric Adams describes the situation as a crisis and warns that shelters are so full, migrants will be forced onto the street as winter approaches. There's already a time limit on how long they can stay in them. The offer of free one-way plane tickets is the latest effort to relocate asylum seekers, a move that has not always gone over well. Julie Walker, New York.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has suspended his bid for the White House.
This is not my time.
At the Republican Jewish Coalition Candidate Forum in Las Vegas,
I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
Mike Pence becomes the first major candidate to leave the race that's been dominated by his former boss, Donald Trump. Pence failed to gain traction in the polls and struggled with fundraising and support.
I will never stop fighting to elect principled